Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Techniques for Crafting Effective Prompts. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques for Prompt Engineering in the Prompt Engineering for FinTech Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for prompt creation, how to analyze user responses effectively, and the iterative design process for refining prompts. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to craft effective prompts that engage users, analyze their responses to improve interaction, and apply an iterative approach to enhance your prompt design. Main content: best practices for prompt creation. Crafting effective prompts is foundational in ensuring that users not only engage with your application, but also find it intuitive and helpful. Consider the following best practices: clarity and brevity. Your prompts should be clear and concise. Avoid jargon or complex terminology that might confuse users. For instance, instead of asking, "Please elucidate your financial goals," you might simply say, "What are your financial goals?" Contextual relevance. Tailor your prompts to the context of the conversation. If a user is discussing savings, a prompt like, "What savings methods have you considered?" will feel more relevant than a generic question. Open-ended questions. Encourage users to elaborate by using open-ended prompts. For example, instead of asking, "Do you want to save more?" you could ask, "What strategies do you think could help you save more?" Encouragement of engagement. Design prompts that invite users to share their thoughts. Phrasing like, "Tell us more about your experience with budgeting," can foster a deeper conversation. By following these practices, you ensure that your prompts resonate with users and encourage meaningful interactions. Analyzing user responses. Once you have crafted your prompts, the next step is to analyze user responses. Understanding how users interact with your prompts can provide valuable insights into their needs and preferences. Here are key strategies for effective analysis: categorization of responses, group similar responses to identify trends. For example, if multiple users mention challenges in saving, it indicates a common pain point that you can address. Sentiment analysis. Employ tools that help gauge the sentiment behind user responses. Positive feedback can indicate effective prompts, while negative responses might reveal areas for improvement. Feedback loops. Implement systems for users to provide feedback about the prompts themselves. Questions like, "Was this prompt helpful?" can give you direct insights into the effectiveness of your prompts. Iterate based on insights. Use the data gathered from user responses to refine your prompts. If you notice users frequently misunderstand a particular prompt, rephrase it for clarity. By analyzing user responses, you not only improve the current interaction but also enhance future user experiences by making data-driven adjustments to your prompts. Iterative design process. An iterative design process is crucial for continuously improving the quality of your prompts. This involves regularly revisiting and refining your prompts based on user feedback and analysis. Here's how to effectively implement this process: prototype and test. Create initial drafts of your prompts and test them with a small user group. Gather feedback on clarity and engagement before wider deployment. Review and revise. After testing, review the feedback and identify areas for improvement. This might mean simplifying language or adding additional context to your prompts. Repeat, continue the cycle of prototyping, testing, reviewing, and revising. Each iteration should bring you closer to prompts that resonate with your users. Stay updated, keep abreast of changes in user preferences or technology that may impact how prompts are received. Regularly update your prompts to reflect these changes. By embracing an iterative design approach, you ensure that your prompts evolve alongside your users' needs, leading to a more effective interaction. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored techniques for crafting effective prompts, analyzed user responses to enhance interaction, and discussed the iterative design process for refining your prompts. By applying these techniques, you will be better equipped to engage users meaningfully and adapt your prompts to fit their needs. Remember, the key to effective prompt engineering is a combination of clarity, context, and continuous refinement. Reflection questions: how can you apply the best practices for prompt creation in your current role at Test Company? What strategies will you use to analyze user responses effectively? How can the iterative design process improve your prompt engineering efforts in the fintech industry?